Okay, we are Micha Perek Vav. Micha Perek Vav, as we get into the second half of the Haftorah for Parshas Balak, and it's clear for why it is in this is the Haftorah, in that we mentioned Balak Melech Moav in the Perek. So again, says Micha, now talking to Am Yisrael after having two prakim relating to Yemos HaMashiach, we're back to Musar, we're back to remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, how good I've been to you and what your reaction has been. I took you out of Mitzrayim, I even protected you in the time of Balak and Bilam, and what have you done? What do I ask from you? Famous psukim in the middle of this parak, right? Famous psukim, Hatznei lecha sem alokecha, Hashem just asked for us to do aso mishpat vavas chesed, Hatznei lecha sem alokecha, right? Basic yisodos of our emuna, and this is what Micha mentioned, and then the end of the parak is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who says again that you have to do basic chesed and not, persecute and push down anyone else. Okay, let's start with the beginning of the parak. Micha says, Shimuna es Hashem, es Asher Hashem Omer. Listen to what Hashem is saying. Kum rives harim b'tishmana gvos kolecha. Listen, mountains and smaller hills. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It means the avos and the imos. Call the avos and the imos. They will testify, and they will figure out exactly how you have been acting. Shimu harim es riv Hashem. Let the mountains hear and be the judge of those who fight against God. V'ha'i sanim mostei aretz. Ki riv Hashem imamo. Hashem is fighting with this nation. V'im Yisrael yisvakach. Ami, me'asisi lecha. What have I done for you? Uma helesicha, anebi, answer. What have I made you tired, helesicha? Have I made you weary? The Medrash, Rashi quotes it, summarizing, but the Medrash in Bamidbar notes on this pasuk that Hashem asks for karbanos. What does he ask for karbanos? Does he ask for giraffes? Does he ask for animals that are very hard to get? He asks for animals that you have in your home. That's all he asks for. It's in Parshas Balak, Parsha Chaf. Quoting this pasuk, Ami ma'asisi lecha, umali elisicha, ma'atrakti lecha, shema marti lecha, haviu li olos min chayos shebaharim, gimel behemo shebershuscha, shor sek savim v'seizim, v'sheva she'enon bershuscha, ayel tzvi yachmor ako dishon to'ozomer, shemet raticha aleyam lahavi lefanai, mi behemo she'ena bershuscha, lo tzivisi ele mi behemo she'i bershuscha, shenemar, shar o chesev o eiz ki yivale. So I ask you easy things for your avot, and these are just simanim of mitzvot in general. Hashem says, what's hard? Ki elisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, I brought you out of Egypt. Umibeis avadim pidisicha, and I brought you out of beis avadim. The many mefarshim point out, the Beis HaLevi writes this a number of times, it's quoted in the Beis HaLevi Haggadah, that there was a double shibud and a double geula from Mitzrayim. We were physically subjugated, and we were spiritually subjugated, and we couldn't focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say here. Hashem brought us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, umi beis avadim b'disicha, both. We say in benching, no dalacha, Eretz chem d'vashot tisanu me'eretz Mitzrayim, uftisanim beis avadim. Again, the same thing, out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and out of pidya on mi beis avadim, right, there's a physical and a spiritual shibud that Hashem redeemed us from. Va'eshlach lefanecha es Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. I send Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam to you. What great personalities and gifts. The Targum, Rashi quotes the Targum here. Targum Yonasan, Moshe la'alafa masris dinin, Moshe to teach you Torah, va'aron l'chapara al'ama, and Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol to bring kapara, or Miriam lo'ra l'neshaya, and Miriam to teach the women. So I send you all of these. Maybe there's another idea here, though. Maybe it's about the Gimel Nisim, the three things that Hashem gave us in the Midbar, right, based on that Gemara in Mesachas Tainis on Daf Tes. The Gemara says on Daf Tes that there were three great personalities. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Parnasim Tovim Amduli Yisrael. Three great leaders, Ve'elohein, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. The Gimel Matanos Tovos Nitnu Al Yadam. And there are three great Matanos that were given Bizchutam. Ve'elohein, Be'er, Anan, Uman. The three, Be'er, Bizchus, Miriam. The Be'er was from Miriam. Amud, Anan, Bizchus, Aaron. Aaron kept everybody together like the Amud surrounded. And Mon, Bizchus, Moshe. And that's why after Miriam died, the Be'er was nostalgic. After the Arundai, the Ananim, and that's where one of the enemies was going to attack. But either way, we have those three Nisim, so maybe that's another idea that Hashem is telling us through Micha. Micha says, I sent to you, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, I sent to you these great Nisim. And what did you do? How did you act? Ami, Zecharna, and also remember, Mayad, Balak ben Moav, what did Balak Moav want to do? Ume Ana, Uso Bilam ben Baor, what did they do? They wanted to curse the Jews. Minashitim ana Gilgal. The Jews, Pashtus, this means from one side to the other, the whole entire Jewish people. Laman Dad Sidkos Hashem. Remember the tztaka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed at that time. What's that tztaka? So, famous, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Maseches Avodah Zarah says, what is the tztaka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that Bilam knew one thing? Bilam was good at one thing. He knew exactly the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Zayin Amid Aleph, Vekel Zoim B'chol Yom, Vekamo Zamo Rega, one tiny millisecond. The Inkol Birya Yechol Chavein Osasha Chutz Bilam Arasha Tichsiv Yodea Das Elyon Hashdas Behemto Lo Haviyada Das Elyon Lo Haviyada Haviyada El Malami She Yodea Lechavein Osasha Shakadosh Baruch Hu Koispa. He knew the moment that Hashem would get angry. V'Hainu Damer Lu Navi Li Yisrael. This is what Micha says right here. Ami Zacharna Mayot Balak Ben Moav Laman Da Tidkos Hashem. What does that mean? Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Deu Kama Tidkos Asisi Imachem. How much stuck I did? Shel Kaasti Bimei Milam Arasha. I the whole time that Bilam was trying to curse you, I didn't get angry. Shel Mali Kaasti. If I would have gotten angry and Bilam would have signed in and connected to that anger moment, Lo Nishtayer Misonei Shel Yisrael Saridu Palit. Nobody, nothing would be left from the Jewish people. Nothing would be left. And for that one moment, and that's what Tosfos discusses here. What could he have said in that 1 second, 1 millisecond? Umen tomer maha yachol omer b'shas rega. Two others says Tosfos v'yishlomer claim, right? Claim, destroy them. Inami or me'achar sheyamaskel klalaso b'osa shah hayamazik afil achar kein. As long as he starts at that second, he could be able to continue at that moment. That's the Eretz Tzvi. The Kasha Klover writes on this Tosfos, and the Aruch HaShulchan maybe also. As long as you start davening bizman, maybe it could even continue after the zman as well, because if it applies to Midah Peronus, surely it applies to Midah Tova. But either way, back to the Gemara, back to the Pasuk, L'man Da Tzidkos Hashem, all that tztaka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us at that time. Do we remember it? Bama kadem Hashem, ikaf lalokei marom. You say, how could I come to Hashem? How could I bend myself? Ha kadmenu ba'olos ba'galim aneshana. You think it's all about bringing animals? Ha yirtza Hashem ba'alfei elim b'rivavos nachli shaman. Do you think Hashem wants all these thousands of animals like rivers of oil? Ha'atein b'chori pishi, is just the b'chor going to substitute for my sin? Pri bitni chatas nafshi. Right, that's not going to work. Hashem doesn't need the karbanos. Rav Nevenzal points out, he quotes from Rav Hirsch, Rav Nevenzal in Vayikra on page Yutes and Chaf, that when Avram went to bring the greatest carbon in the world, when he went to bring the Akedah, what does he say? V'nishtachaveh. Even though he's giving something amazing, he looks at himself as lowly. V'nishtachaveh. Bilam, when he went to bring Karbanos, what does he say to Balak? Hisyatsev al olasecha. Stand up as if he's doing something great. But really, it's the opposite. When we bring a carbon, we should be lowering ourselves. And he says, that's what these psukim are saying. You think Hashem wants you to bring carbonos and stand up straight? No, the next pasuk is going to tell us, right? Hatznei leches, and walk low. That's the purpose of the carbonos. In Yemei Zikaron, the Rav has a beautiful line on this, beautiful explanation of this pasuk, talking about karbanos. What's the message of a karban? On page 195, leiza tachlis darsha atar min ha'adam lavi karbanos. Chizor karbanos shalola matanos uminchos meis ha'makriv. And Micha already told us, he doesn't need it. Bevadai shalo, what does he want from us? He wants us just to give. He wants us to do an act of nesina. Ein Hashem doresh min ha'adam elo shiyochiach es yecholto latet v'lo rak lakachas. To show that you can be a giver. To see that you could separate from what's very valuable to you. Vilu rak lizman katsar, even for a short amount of time. Kadosh Baruch Hu doresh min adam sheyiteh min ahove shalo l'man ha'asid. Shalo yichyeh l'man atzmo bilvad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate no-sein, and he wants us to develop our koach hanesina, and that's what the purpose of a karban is, to give. That's what it is. And if you're not giving, then you're missing the whole purpose. You think Hashem needs it? And then Pasuk Ches, now we finally have famous Pasuk, Higelecha Adam Atov, most famous Pasuk maybe in all of Micha. What does Hashem tell you? What is good? U'mashem doresh b'mcha. Ki im Hashem josei asos mishpat va'avas chesed v'hasei leches im elokecha. All of Torah boils down to asos mishpat, avas chesed, v'hasei leches im elokecha. The Radak says, this is b'nadam l'mokha b'nadam l'chavero. Asos mishpat and avas chesed, that's b'nadam l'chavero. Hasei leches im elokecha, that's b'nadam l'mokha. But again, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. The Gemara in the last daf in Makkos says that, you know, we started off with 613. David HaMelech got it down to 11 based on a Perek and Tehillim. And then Yeshayo Anavi got it down to 6 in Yeshayo Lamed Gimel. And then Micha got it down to 3 based on this Pasuk. And then Yeshayo got it down to 2. Shimon Mishra Vazut Staka. And then Amos got it down to 1. And the Chavakuk, really, that's the Maskan of the Gemara. Tzadik be'emunaso yichyeh. But either way, these are the three. And this pasuk is spoken about by many Rishonim already in the Shari Tshuva. Rabbi Yonah writes in Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, this is one of the Chamuros. Zos, right? Asos, the Avas Chesed and Hatzne Leches. Zos mena Chamuros meni Karm and Adrashim and Adam. V'chein mitzvah likarnis lefnim mishur esedin. You have to go above and beyond. And obviously, you can't do this Perek without quoting from Avas Chesed, without quoting from the Sefer that the Chavetz Chaim wrote, that it's a Chesed is not just about doing what you have to do. And he's medayik. Why does it say Avas Chesed? It should be Asos Mishpat uChesed. Why did it say Ahavas Chesed? Says the Chafetz Chaim. Ho Ravanu Anavi Baze Inyan Gadol Umechudash Shekimat Anuba Avonosenu Arabim Kula Nechshalim. We all fall. Vehu Ki Afshe Kulanu Osen Chesed Avol Inyan Chesed Shalanu Hu Rak Mitzad HaHechrich. We do it Mitzad. We have to do it. Tahaynu Ksha Ish HaAluv HaTzarech LaChesed Uba Etzlein Pamachas V'Shtayim. Somebody needs Chesed. V'Kashel Ishtamei Mimenu Ozanu Osen Mimo Chesed V'Gamein Osen Zevarotzen Belev Tov. We do it because we have to do it, but we can't. Im Adam says the Chavetz Chaim. What we have to do is Him Sha Adam Sarach Lios Lo Ava Lamidazu Shel Chesed. He has to have Ava for the Mida of Chesed, not just to do the Chesed. And what's the Nafgamina? How you do it? How you do it? And do you look for possibilities to do it, or you just do what comes in front of you? Ksha Adam Yelo Ava Lamidazu Yim Chapis Bechol Kocho. That is what the Chavetz Chaim says here in Avas Chesed in Perek Chelek Sheni Perek Rishon. But again, this is what the Rav Moshe Feinstein also talks about in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, where we know Avram Avinu is crying that there weren't any guests, and he asked the Rav Moshe, I don't understand. He was crying there were no guests. Right? It wasn't like there were guests that he couldn't fulfill the mitzvah. There were no guests. What was he in pain for? It's like somebody crying on Tuesday that it's not Shabbos. Okay, it's Tuesday. It's not Shabbos. The situation doesn't present itself. So Moshe says, because Amram Avinu didn't just want to do chesed. He needed, he had a love for chesed, for avas chesed. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, that's what we have to strive for, and that's what Avram was in more pain from the fact that he couldn't do the chesed, even more than the surgery that he just had. Right? And that's Ahavas, and that's Avas Chesed. But also, Hatznei Leches. What is Hatznei Leches? The Mesudas David here says, Lola Pirsum Ravul Is Yaher. Right? Not to do it in a Baal Gaiva type of way. Rav Schechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, he discusses in Simin Yudbeis Os Yudbeis, V'Hagdaras Inyan Atznius. Toim Olam, people make a mistake. Ki choshvim shekal kulo eino elo lakisui mekomos ha'erva. Shebepsar aguf. People think tznius is just about covering parts of the body. Ube'emes is zerach chiluk me'inyan atznius. But as is clear from the Gemara, he says, that's a small portion of tznius. The Medrash Tanchuma says at the end of Parshas Kisisa that the first luchos were given bapambi, and therefore shaltabai and harv nishtabru. And the second luchos were given bitznius. Ein lecha yafim en atznius, sheneemar ar pasuk. Uma Hashem shoel doresh miyam chagim asos mishpat v'avas chesed v'asi leches em alokecha. Right, it's tznius and doing things in private. But that's the luchos. So said, and then he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah, which talks about the gavos. Let me just find the Gemara. The Gemara here in Sukkah on Daf Nun. Mem Tesla Mabez, the Gemara says, Mem Tesla Mabez, Lam Chamuke Yerechayach, the Pasuk quotes a Pasuk in Shir Ashir, the Torah is compared to a thigh. Lam Nimshu Divrei Torah Ki Yarech, Lomar Lacha, Ma Yarech Beseser, Af Divrei Torah b'Sefer, so to Divrei Torah is b'Sefer. And then the Gemara quotes our pasuk here in Micha and says, "Lo dvarim kavachomer umad dvarim shedarkan lasosim b'farhesya amre Torah hasnei lechas." Even things that are usually done b'farhesya, like hotzas ameis achnasas kala dvarim shedarkan lasosim b'tzina lachas kama v'kama. And therefore, if Shechter continues and says, "V'kavanasan lahanhaga hamiskayemes b'tzina zeu yisod shelinyan tzniya shekol adam yinhoget atzmo b'kol inyanei chayav b'ofan shel tzina." Right, not to be a rasha, not to always look to be in the center of attention. And if you look in Rav Zevin in La Torah V'Lamoadim in Parshas Kisavo, he says there's a balance though, because sometimes you have to do things, you know, in public to be able to make a roshem. And Rabbi Simon and Imre Baruch also says the exact same thing in Parshas Ki Seitze on page Kutzad Ivav. He quotes this piece from Rav Shechter, and then he says, "Yesh lo das ki av she midas atzniyos imida meula tsrichim lufamim lehisnaig bepumiyos ubefarhesya v'lo basi leches." And what's that? If it's where I want to have an effect, like he says, for example, why were the first luchos given bepharhesya? If it's so bad to be before Hesia, so even the first local should be given before Bitzina. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give Bnei Yisrael the experience of seeing him, so to speak. Kaviyachol. Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Rambam writes in Uchzis Yodhi Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu lo haminu bo Yisrael b'nei ha'oso sha'asa, sha'amam and api osos yish b'libo dofi, upame haminu bo b'mamad ar Sinai, she'inenu ra'u v'lo zar, v'aznenu shamu v'lo acher, ha'esh v'akolos v'alapidim, v'unigash ala arafel, v'kol medabre lo v'anu shomim. So for that purpose of emunah, of creating emunah in Am Yisrael, it had to be public. Ki agili agodo shalamitas ha'torah v'nevuas Moshe, it would have been a chisaron. And that's why, let's say, to be mashpia on someone, so then we have to do it in public. My purpose is not to draw attention, but to have other people copy good behavior, then you might want to do it. And he quotes from one of Rabbi Simon quotes here from one of the rebbes. Maybe that's the pasuk hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu. When you do thing in benistar, that's fine when it's for Hashem Elokeinu. But v'haniglos, but you have to do things in nigla lanu ulavaneinu ad olam, to be mashpia on your talmidim. So then that would have to be in public, and that's what Rev Zevin also says on the pasuk in Kisavo. Yitzav Hashem itchas habracha. Where's the bracha? Ba'asamecha uvechol mishlach yadecha. Ba'asamecha in your silos which are hidden, and uvechol mishlach yadecha your yad is nigla. Right. So that's our actions. Sometimes have to be nigla and nistar. We have to find the right balance in a nefesh ha'adam. It has to be nigla and nistar. So we have to find the proper balance in this. But again, this is the crucial defining pasuk right here in Micha. That what does Hashem ask of us? Asos mishpat va'avas chesed v'asei leches emelokecha. So much more to talk about, but we'll continue. Call Hashem le'ir yikra. Hashem calls to the city. Radak says either Yerushalayim or Shomron. V'tushia yirashemecha. Those who are wise will see his will hear your name and they'll do tshuva. Shimu mate umiada. See who's holding the stick. The stick that's going to punish and who's in charge of it. Od ha'ish beis rasha. Are the people still wicked? They haven't done tshuva yet. Otras resha. Veifas razon zuuma. And there's still an eifa of anger. Ha'ezke b'mozne resha. Will I be zoche with false measures? What is that referring to? The Radak says that everybody has to ask that question. Everybody has to ask that question. Will I be zoche? Klomar kolechad echad ha'elo la'shiva libo. The Abarbanel says no. It has to do with Micha is saying ha'ezke. Even if I'm the greatest tzaddik in the world, if I have false weights and measures, that's going to outweigh. That's going to outweigh, says the Abarbanel. Shahaish afilu ayoso shalem shabaolam yizke kishiyimsu imo mozne reshav avni mirma ki hu zima v'hu avon plili mashchus kol shara shlemios. This is a terrible sin because you're tricking and it's been adam lachaveru and you're stealing. Surely, if this sin is with other sins, one has to be so careful. So says Micha, even though I've described tremendous, amazing events that's going to happen in the future when Mashiach comes. But right now, do you want to go into Galus? Ha'ezka mozei resha u'bekis avni mirma. Shashirea malu chamas. All the rich people are full of wickedness. V'yoshveha dibru shaker. It's all lying. Aloshonam rumiya b'fiyam. Right? So it's all terrible things. Like we're getting back to the chamas issues. V'gamani echalesi hakosecha. You're going to be hit. Hashmein. There's going to be desolation. Al chatosecha. Because of your because of your sins. Atatocha v'lotispa, right now we're getting psukim like in the tochacha, you'll eat, but you won't be satiated. V'yeshchacha b'kerbecha, and you'll bow down from your innards. What does that mean? Rashi says the food will make you so sick that you'll have to be bending down and writhing in pain. Hamacho shetocha, Rashi says, achnispo me'era b'tocha me'ayim v'yigrom l'chacholi. It'll make you sick. Shetei cholev olech l'shachuach, and you'll have to bend down. V'saseg v'lo taflit, you'll reach and you won't be able to cause escape. What does that mean? Sometimes your children and your neighbors will be taken by the enemy. You'll catch up to them, but you won't be able to cause them to escape. V'ashet tefalit, even if you cause them to escape, l'cher vetin, then they're going to die. You think you're going to make it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be one step in front of you and one has to make sure. Do tshuva. At the tizra v'lo tiksa, or else you're gonna plant and you're not gonna harvest. At the tidroch zayis v'lo tasach shemen, you'll trample olive v'lo tasach shemen. Again, all of these are even worse than not having in the first place. You do all the work for something, and then you don't get the satisfaction of enjoying the fruits of your labor. That's even worse than not working in the first place. And that's what's described here in Yud Dalid, Yud Tezvav. It reminds us of psukim from the tochacha. And finally, the last pasuk, v'yishtamer chukos amri v'chomaisa v'esachav. You know why this is all happening to you? Because you haven't gotten out of the following, Amri and Achav. Amri, one of the worst kings. What does the pasuk say? In Malachim Aleph, Tez Zayin Chaf Hei. The pasuk says, v'yeser divrei Amri, I'm sorry, Chaf Hei. V'yase Amri hara b'nei Hashem, v'yara mikol asher lefanav. He was worse than everybody. And then his son Achav, they were all terrible. They were all terrible. And Bnei Yisrael is still following their lead. And until they change, then there's going to be a galus. Okay, we will stop here. But next time, we'll get to the last parak here in Micha.